We continue to follow the global impacts from the OPEC Plus announcement. World producers will cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day. That's about 2% of what the world uses. And in places like Europe, there are concerns now that energy prices will go up heading into the winter. Norway is one of the continent's top producers, and it is planning to step up production in the coming months. We have on the line Norway's State Secretary for Petroleum and Energy, Andreas Eriksen. Secretary Eriksen, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can I ask you first about the news coming out of the OPEC Plus meeting to cut back production? We all live in a global market, so when the price goes up, we all pay that higher price. What do you think the impact will be on the price of oil? Crude oil to some could return to $100 a barrel.
First and foremost, it's not for me to comment specifically on OPEC's decisions, but I think obviously we live in challenging energy times. Prices are high. From a Norwegian point of view, we are very concerned with being a reliable, trustworthy, long-term energy partner.
And how do you read the motivation? In the U.S., there's the thought that this is intentionally trying to make life difficult for consumers.
That's not really for me to comment on. From our side, we're producing as much as we can. Mm-hmm. We're doing everything we can to maintain system at full speed going forward. Our position is fully concerned with being a reliable partner.
And I have read that indeed the Norwegian government's new budget plans an increase of oil production in 2023. How does all of this production square with Norway's long-made plans to move away from fossil fuel production?
I think what we've seen after the invasion of Ukraine is that the Norwegian supply of mainly gas, but also oil, has become absolutely detrimental to European energy security. We have increased production this year by approximately 8% with respect to gas as compared to last year. And I don't think that is sort of challenging the long-term common goal we all have to transition towards renewable electricity, but it's absolutely strengthening the position of the Norwegian continental shelf for Europe, for European mm-hmm. security in the short run.
So how can both of those, the short run production of natural gas and oil in this moment, how can that be consistent with long-term phasing out?
I think for gas, for example, we see that the alternative in the short to medium run is coal, which is much worse for the climate than Norwegian gas being delivered through already existing infrastructure.
Oh yeah, Europe. twice as much CO2 production from coal, approximately. Yeah. Compared to gas.
Absolutely. And therefore, we see that the EU has a strong need for gas also in a post-2030 perspective. And I cannot really see that there are more natural areas to get that gas from than from the Norwegian continental shelf.
Norway is indeed trying to fill the natural gas void, given Russian exports have been shut down in the Ukraine war. Norway has opened a new pipeline to deliver gas to Poland, and it's upping its natural gas production. Despite that, will natural gas prices be very high for Europeans this winter?
I think what we see the effects of now is how Russia utilizes reduced gas exports as a strategic weapon to target European solidarity. And that leads to a lack of energy in the system, and with that, high prices.
Speaking of Russian exports, Russian natural gas, until it was cut off, flowed through the Nord Stream gas pipelines connected to Europe. There were explosions, as you know, along the pipelines. The U.S. government has called this sabotage. Does your government have any information on what happened, who did this?
Our neighboring governments are working very hard to look into what happened with Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2, and I think it's for them to comment on what has actually happened. I think it's important that we get the facts on the table to be able to evaluate this grave situation.
There were separately reports of suspicious drones over offshore oil production facilities for Norwegian producers just before news of these pipeline explosions. These drones, What can you tell us about that and whether they could be a sign of a significant threat to Norwegian oil production?
So obviously, I think we can say that in general, the focus on the security of the Norwegian production system and transportation system for oil and natural gas has increased. We have increased measures to be able to keep production running at full speed going forward. Obviously, I cannot go into details on what those measures actually entail, but from the government side, we are working closely with the companies on the continental shelf to be able to put in place necessary measures to increase the security within the system.
Andreas Eriksen is Norway's State Secretary for Petroleum and Energy. Secretary Eriksen, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you a lot for having me.